to go into the neighborhoods.
Thank you.
Is it time to put armed people on the street corners, you know, until this is like subsides? Now, people are going to say, well, Russ, you're advocating a military state. Well, we need something because a lot of people. Do you imagine every day your child walks out that door, you don't know if that child's coming back? I mean, you can think that anyway, but the odds are higher right now in Chicago that your child might get shot, killed, or whatever.
Yep.
Today, is it time for the National Guard to hit the streets?
Today is Monday, Russ. There were over 40 shootings over the weekend in Chicago. Four people died. And we are quick to send resources around the world. Anytime anything happens, we're fast to send resources around the world. I'm ready to see some of the resources put right in the community.
Yeah, listen, you know what? There are a lot of officers that don't really want to go in those neighborhoods, you know, and it's just like, hey, just let them do what they do. I'm not saying that's the mentality, but it just seems, it looks that way. You know, it's like, hey, there's nothing we can do. We don't need, they're outgunned in some instances. So I can understand police officers being hesitant to go into the neighborhoods because they don't have the same kind of weapons that some of these dudes have.
Right, and it's unfortunate. I mean, now Chicago's called Chirac. Like, right. Iraq is sad.
Right. Right, it's crazy. 1-877-727-7746. Your take? Good morning.
Hey, it's Tracy. How are you all doing?
All right.
The first thing I would do is I would fire the mayor. I think he's just asleep at the wheel. I don't know what he's doing, but you all hit the nail on the head. If we can run in and we can try and take over, not take over, but help and assist these other countries get under control, they should send some military troops right into Chicago and get it under control. I am so sick of the United States being ignored, and we want to run all over the world to help everybody else, but we ignore what's going on in our backyard. It's really frustrating.
And you think our president would be a lot more sensitive to what's going on in Chicago because he's from there. And Chicago. I'm not saying that he's not, but there's only so much I know that he can do. But, you know, somebody needs to light a fire on somebody's rear out there, man, for real, because this is out of hand. This is way out of hand. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to talk about it because I read about it every day. But now it's gotten to the point where we gotta come up with something. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I want to say, I agree with bringing, you know, the National Guard and whatever, you know, because, like, this is just out of control in there, you know. But I don't agree with, you know, firing the mayor or whatever, you know. We just got to find out, like, how all these guns, you know, getting on the streets or whatever. You know,
yeah, we've had the gun issue for a long time, you know. Got a tweet from I Am Aware. Yes, Russ, I don't understand why they think they need to be about that life. We need to take care of home. But listen, you know, it's gang activity. And, you know, it's like, you know, like in L.A., the gang violence has just really played out. I mean, it's just like it's like a city grew up. And I think in the Midwest, man, they try to be harder than hard, you know, to prove like, man, we can be harder than, you know, anywhere else.
Sure.
And I think that's part of the issue that's driving that. You know what I mean?
Right. One-eyed Willie 4869 says the OG's locked up, so there's no structure. And send the guard. They're going to shoot at them, too. Sweet Tower says they should send in army troops to those neighborhoods and make mass arrest. That many people dying every week is crazy.
1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ. This is Paul from D.C., and you and Soup hit it on the head. First of all, the resources are not coming in. We're sending them all over the world, and that's one of the reasons why President Obama was very adamant about trying to end those wars and bring those troops home. It was not just about the men. It also was about the dollars, the $1 billion a month that was being spent over there. But in terms of Tracy saying the Mayor Emanuel took on that task from the very moment he walked in the office, I'm not sure what he's doing in terms of is it getting better, but from the reports that I've heard that he has taken that on. But I do know, and I do remember when D.C. had that distinction as being the murder capital of the world, and it was not a title that I wanted my city to have. And like you said, with L.A. growing up, D.C. has grown up, and I think that, you know, it starts from within. You know, we had not the National Guards, but we had the Guardian Angels and those types of groups, Peaceaholics, those types of organizations that come into our schools. They came into our, you know, communities and worked with us. And then it also took people like myself who worked with young men, coaching them and you know, making them be better men and young men and women as opposed to just, you know, throwing them out there on the street to the next individual.
Right.
And it takes the church community as well. It takes the whole village, man. It's not.
Yeah, it does. And But I don't mean to cut you off, Paul, because I got to get some more calls, man. But it does take a group of people. Kenny White writes at Russ Parr Show, yes, they need the National Guard. Mayor, police chief say they don't want them, but they're just worried about votes. Now, I know Mayor Emanuel is supposed to be, like, tenacious and a hard-nosed dude. Mm-hmm. But now's the time for him to really show his true Chicago side. All right? Now's the time for him to step up and do what's necessary and not what's convenient. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, man. It's a problem. It's a huge problem. And I agree with you that the National Guard does need to come in. But before the National Guard comes in, one thing that we have to do is stop being scared of ourselves and teach these young black men that killing each other is killing yourself, really. And another thing is with Chicago, it's embedded in the fabric of Chicago. Mm. I mean, you think about the Roaring Twenties. Yeah. And Al Capone, and it's like an image that these kids have to keep up with. You see it through good times in the 70s, and you see it in the 80s and 90s, and now 2000s. It's just something that seems like it won't go away, and it's a problem that you can't ignore.
You know what you're talking about here, man? You're talking about young folks there and some of these hardcore gangsters. And I'm from Los Angeles, so I've dealt with Crips and Bloods, and there's a sensitivity, a compassion chip that's kind of missing.
It's missing.
You know, there is no remorse. There's no redemption. There's nothing. And so we have to be able to get to some of these folks from an emotional side because the emotion is not there. I have seen dudes smoke people and go out and go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles and have breakfast.
But you're not born missing that chip. How does that happen? Like, what makes you so?
It's learned behavior. It's learned behavior
from your parents, from your neighborhood, from
no, what because you see. The streets are loving you, man.
Sometimes the streets are loving you. You're part of the environment,
right? And that's what's going on. I'm not the expert on this. I'm not. I'm just giving you my side, my point of view. If you guys want to tweet us, make sure y'all do that at Russ Parr Show. We'd like to read those. Hashtag RPMS top tweets. We'd appreciate that. But it's time for the National Guard to hit Chicago. That's what I got to say.